With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The Bureau of Land Management has begun the process of rolling back the Biden administration's rule allowing conservation leases on its land. The agency on Wednesday released a proposal to rescind the 2024 public lands rule, which aimed to put conservation uses of land on equal footing with grazing, energy production, mining, and recreation. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said in a release, the previous administration's public lands rule had the potential to block access to hundreds of thousands of acres of multiple-use land, preventing energy and mineral production, timber management, grazing, and recreation across the West. The most effective caretakers of our federal lands are those whose livelihoods rely on its well-being. Overturning this rule protects our American way of life and gives our communities a voice in the land that they depend on. BLM's proposal says the agency has determined the rule is unnecessary and violates existing statutory requirements. A new report from the International Association of Fairs and Expositions shows agricultural fairs generate nearly $52 billion in economic impact across the United States. David Grindel, president and CEO, says the 2025 Economic Impact Study highlighted the financial contributions from 1,400 fairs. We look at how much money the fair and fairgrounds spend and puts into the community. They're buying from local resources, he says. When we get into fair attendance, attendees who come in and they spend money in the community, they spend money at the fair. He said these events generate year-round income. They really are a big event space. That's bringing tourism dollars in, so that's showing that year-round impact. Grindel says more than 60% of the U.S. population attended at least one fair in 2024. They're helping to educate and show people how to connect with the source of their food. South Dakota is at the epicenter of this fall's bird flu season, with a total of nearly 135,000 turkeys at three facilities already killed to contain the spread, and reports coming in about thousands more. The only other state reporting confirmed infections in commercial flocks during the last 30 days is North Dakota, where more than 60,000 turkeys have been killed in response, that coming from the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Detections this early in the season are troubling. That, according to Beth Thompson, South Dakota's state veterinarian, the peak avian influenza season typically coincides with the fall and spring migration of wild birds, which can carry the virus without becoming sick. The spread of bird flu before those migrations begin is very concerning. Farm equipment manufacturers say they are struggling under the high tariffs set by President Trump. Case IH's Kurt Coffey, who serves as the company's vice president of its North America division, says the executive team he is on meets daily to unpack global trade developments. Case IH is in a good position overall, he says, with 80 to 90% of its machines produced in one of four U.S. production facilities, and 95% of its machinery-based material, steel, is sourced domestically. We've continued to focus on how we make sure our customers have what they need as they're going into harvest. German-based manufacturer Claas is a different story. 80% of its row crop machinery portfolio is built in Europe and shipped to dealer lots in the U.S. Eric Raby, senior vice president of Claas, says we've absorbed a lot as well. We're not passing all of it on to the consumer. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.